Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. As you know, on the final Friday of each and every month, we bestow the Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honor on a very, very deserving Central Virginia law enforcement officer, deputy sheriff, police officer, state trooper, federal agent. We've had them all. And this month, the month of July, is a little different, and it's interesting, and it's interesting, frankly, for a sad reason. I have a list of folks that we are going to bestow the Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honor on. And one of the folks who has been on my list and would have been up in rotation very soon, Sergeant Jim McLaughlin from the Hanover County Sheriff's Office. Jim passed away a couple of weeks back, and I have asked permission of Jim's family and the sheriff's office to present this award today, and I've received that permission, I'm very, very happy to say. And so, even though we've lost Sergeant Jim McLaughlin, his service to Hanover County, absolutely stellar and memorable, and his wife, Renee, is someone who has supported him throughout all of this, and we are going to bestow this honor on Sergeant McLaughlin. We have two members of the Hanover County Sheriff's Office who worked with Jim, Deputy Sheriff Barry Blanton, Deputy Sheriff Evan Povar. And gentlemen, first of all, thank you for being here. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
I'm glad to be here.
Let me start with you, Deputy Povar. Let's talk a little bit about Jim McLaughlin and how long you knew him and how long you worked with him.
So I worked with him just over 2 years. Okay. I moved into the crime prevention unit after my 7.5 year mark with the department. So I knew Jim the entire time. He taught me in the initial academy.
Right.
He taught me at in-service. Anytime I needed a question answered, he definitely came forward.
Yeah. So Deputy Sheriff Blanton, let's talk about your history. Your history with Jim a little longer, right?
Yes. I've known Jim a long time. I knew him in, I guess, the beginning of the fall of 1990.
All right.
Then Sheriff Cook tasked several of us and asked for volunteers to work with a youth program, Law Enforcement Explorers.
Okay.
Jim was part of the initial group, along with myself, that put it together. All the framework, the rules, the policies, procedures, and then the program itself. So I worked with him on that in the initial phase. Time and direction, we were not directly involved with each other, you know, due to unit changes.
Sure.
And whatnot. But I moved into the crime prevention unit in 2008. Jim had been there probably 10 years prior to that.
Wow.
And I transitioned in and worked with him through 2017 full-time, where I retired and I went into a reserve deputy status where I would still help out the crime prevention unit if they needed help.
Okay.
And then I came back full-time in 2020, and then when the opportunity came open again, transitioned back to crime prevention with Evan.
Tell me a little bit about reserve, because Jim McLaughlin started as a reserve deputy sheriff, then moved into full time. Correct?
That's correct.
And so, what did that entail? Why was he a reserve deputy?
Some people have full careers,
mm-hmm.
That are, you know, they're doing very well with, but they have that passion to want to become a law enforcement officer, and with that program, they are still able to become a law enforcement officer. They have to go through the full law enforcement basic training that yep. a full-time officer does. And then it's a great supplement. If significant events occur, most of them are in the capability. They can close up where they are at work. They can come home.
Yep.
They have their equipment with them readily available, and you have extra support. It also was great. And even for me, when I did it, you know, there are certain times where you need help,
mm-hmm.
And it's preferably somebody with a badge,
yeah.
such as a traffic crash, where you need two or three officers to direct traffic while it's being investigated, and just be able to do that so the full-timers can handle the other calls for service or be readily available.
Yeah.
There are larger events, parades and other things, and it's a good supplement.
Yeah. Evan, tell me about the big salary those reserve deputies get.
Oh, it's huge. We double it,
right?
Every day, right?
Gigantic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, they're unpaid.
Yeah.
But it's just their self-motivation and their willingness to learn the trade that really makes them, really motivated to do
and,
it.
Yeah. And that speaks to Jim McLaughlin, right? No, that's absolutely
definitely
spot on. That speaks to him, yeah, that he starts out volunteering his time, giving his time to the people of Hanover County, the members of the Hanover County Sheriff's Office, eventually goes full-time. Tell me a little bit about him as a person, because his celebration of life a couple of weeks back was for me, really an interesting thing. You are sad when you lose someone, but you and I know, we all know, because we were there, there was as much laughter at that event, remembering Jim, as there were tears.
Definitely.
Yeah.
No, we definitely had many memorable moments, to say the least.
Yeah.
Being in crime prevention with Jim and Barry and everybody else in the department, for that matter, because everybody's ultimately a community,
yeah,
engaging person.
Right.
But having those relationships was really something that you saw tangibly at his celebration of life. Just the volumes of people that showed, yeah, up from the years of service that he put into it was really, really impressive.
Well, do me a favor for everyone. Share a little bit. So one or two stories you remember about Jim that just really will help the listeners define who Jim was.
The biggest thing for me was just his, ability to embrace anybody.
Yeah.
When we would go on, different events, you could see how he connects with the public.
Yeah.
And, overall for me, I can't really put my finger on one specific incident or anything like that, but we definitely could tell he was engaging.
Yeah.
He was definitely involved with the community and really, really took that home with him.
Yeah.
It was very eye-opening.
Yeah. He was embraced by so many, Barry, and he embraced so many. Story or two that comes to the forefront of your mind that just says, yeah, this is who Jim McLaughlin was.
Well, to what you said earlier, there was laughter during the celebration of life.
Yeah.
I think if you'll recall, it was Barry's name mentioned when it was a laughable moment. So I think the phrase Jim had quite often was, where's Barry?
Uh-oh.
And that was because if something major was occurring, or if I was late somewhere, usually there were a lot of sirens or something big going on in the radio, and that's where Barry was, which kind of took him, he had a strong concern.
Yeah.
But it was like, he had that strong worry. He always did.
Mm-hmm.
And just to be there.
Yeah.
In some of those instances, I had one in particular where I had to go to the hospital as a result of the situation, and he immediately, after he found out, everything was taken care of by Jim.
Wow.
Family brought to the hospital, stayed there the entire time, took us all home, took me back to get my police car at the scene.
Mm.
He didn't leave my side at all.
Yeah.
He was just right there.
Yeah.
Jim is very methodical and Barry's not. So I would say that created a little bit of the odd couple. Things
okay.
just typically happen around me.
Yeah.
And Jim was having to chase behind to find out where Barry was. So
interesting.
I would say that was kind of some of the funnier moments.
I gotcha.
We were putting National Night Out together. Actually, I was. That's been about 10 years ago, so we'll knock on wood that doesn't happen on the 10-year anniversary.
Right.
I wound up with kidney stones early in the morning of National Night Out. But Jim, being very thorough about things, always wanted stuff kept in a booklet or somewhere in order. So if mm-hmm. something happened to one, the other could pick it up and move.
Right, right.
And I managed to get that book with me to the emergency room. And he was called about 6 o'clock in the morning, came straight over. And even though I had everything, you know, had been working with everything, he was able to pick the book up and nothing went different with that.
I love it.
Event day. So his ability to encourage backup plans and being very diligent and keeping everything up to speed,
mm-hmm.
That was him.
I love that.
Totally him. And as far as with the public, you know, everybody knew Jim McLaughlin.
Yep.
Jim always had that handout, wanted to talk. He was a great influencer of people in the community.
Yeah.
And right down to children. If a child just randomly showed up, Jim always had badge stickers in his pocket somewhere and was always right there to make sure that a child had a positive impact with a police officer.
I love that. I love that. We are honoring Sergeant Jim McLaughlin, who was a member of the Hanover County Sheriff's Office for many, many, many years, starting out as a volunteer, as a reserve deputy sheriff, transitioning eventually to full-time status and taking it on as a paid career. Jim passed away a couple of weeks ago. Jim was in line for our Blue Friday honor, our Lieutenant Jan McTurnan Blue Friday honor, and we've not had this situation before, and I was a little taken. I wasn't quite sure what we should do. Do we move on? Do we let somebody know, geez, Jim was going to be the Blue Friday honoree? And I'm very, very happy to say that Jim's wife, Renee, his brother, others said, no, please, let's do this. This would be the right thing to do. So I'm very happy that we have this opportunity. We talk a little bit about Jim's service, and you're talking about the kids and what have you. Just let me understand this correctly. In his time on the job, Evan, almost 1,000 commendations?
Which is probably on the low end.
Really?
I would venture to say there are probably an unknown number of phone calls,
mm-hmm.
thank you letters, things that probably just didn't make it into the file that you could really add in there. I mean, not a week went by where we weren't hearing something about, man, we really appreciate what you did.
Yeah.
So it's, yeah, I'd be surprised if it surpassed that number.
Wow.
Or I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah. It's such a testament. My gosh, people need to understand, particularly in a day and age where everybody wants to complain, right? If anybody's taking a statistics class, you know 10 times will complain for every one who gives a compliment. And even with that, you don't know. So for someone in that situation to have about, we'll call it 1,000 commendations or thereabout throughout his career is just absolutely amazing. One of the things, Evan, that always struck me about Jim, Barry alluded to, he said he was methodical. Others, I think, might phrase it as, I don't know, neat freak. Would that be an appropriate term, do you think? An organization freak? I mean, type A. Goodness gracious.
Definitely. Definitely wanted to know where we are at all times.
Right.
But I look at that from more of a safety perspective and also just making sure that the job is getting done.
Yeah.
If we didn't send him a calendar invite to remind us where we were, I was getting a phone call. Hey, where are you at? Everything okay? You need anything?
Yeah.
But ultimately, looking out for your well-being and making sure that the job had what needed to be done.
Okay.
Not out to get you.
No.
Any sense of the imagination.
No, yeah. Definitely not. Deputy Sheriff Evan Pulvar, Deputy Sheriff Barry Blanton joining us. But who was it that reorganized Jim's desk? Because somebody reorganized Jim's desk, and Jim was not particularly thrilled with that.
I can definitely say it wasn't me.
Did he ask where Barry was when it was reorganized?
Barry may have done a little bit of that. It was interesting. You could literally tilt a picture frame or change something on his desk, and he readily noticed it.
Wow. Wow. All right, so Barry,
but he did have a great detail. Attention
yes,
to detail
a
on
great
everything.
Attention to yeah. detail. That's that is perhaps the understatement of the day, I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Sergeant Jim McLaughlin passed away, the obviously community involvement's going to be a little bit different. But Barry, tell me how you and other members of the team at the Hanover County Sheriff's Office pick up where Jim left off. How do we properly honor his memory?
I think by staying to the high standard that Jim kept.
Yeah.
And I have said this a few times before, the word that comes to mind when I think of Jim is excellence.
Yeah.
Jim would really take every program or a presentation, if he had done it several times before, he rehearsed it over and over and over.
Yeah.
And he wanted to make sure it was right, and then he may make changes to that at the last minute because he thought of an angle of the audience that maybe there was something else to add.
Wow.
He just was very detail-oriented. If we did presentations at a different location, he would make sure that the AV equipment was on right and there was somebody there to correct it so there was no disruptions.
Okay.
And we had backup plans for that. But excellent. He did look at every detail.
Yeah.
And he looked at the best way for everybody there to receive that message.
I think
he was really good at doing that.
Yeah. Evan, how about you? We remember Jim McLaughlin, and there are a lot of things to remember, the organizational end, the efficient and effective manner of interacting with the public, wanting to know where all of his guys were for safety reasons. Jim was, for those that did not meet him, and I can't imagine, frankly, that somebody hasn't met Jim at some point through the years, and you would have known, because Jim was what, 9'5", 9'6", something. I mean, he was a big, big old guy.
Well, I can safely say, compared to me, everybody's a pretty big guy.
Well,
my son reminds me about that every day. However, if you've met Jim,
yeah,
you definitely can't forget him.
That's right.
He is definitely very memorable in the way he talks to you,
yeah.
His sense of humor, his diligence in making sure everything is spot on correct. And if it's not correct, we're going to fix it.
Yeah.
And if we can't fix it, we're going to go to plan B.
Yep.
And then C, D, E.
I got you.
It's, you definitely can't forget a guy like that.
Yeah. So this remains in your memory. Obviously, you'll go out, just as Barry said, and sort of channel your inner Jim McLaughlin every once in a while, I would think.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, gentlemen, I thank you so much for coming in to spend a couple of moments with us. This is, as I said, the first time that we've been in this situation where someone who was going to receive the Lieutenant Jan McTurnan Blue Friday honor actually passed away before that date came up, and we are presenting these gifts, and they're a handful of little gifts, and we will give them to you, Barry, and you, Evan, and I know you'll take them back to Renee and Chantal and Samantha, and let them do what they feel is appropriate. And I will let you know that you walk away with a certain amount of Jeff Katz Show stuff. It includes a Jeff Katz Show challenge coin, which Mike McTurnan, who is Lieutenant Jan McTurnan's son, one of her sons, had commissioned. My friend Tony Brewster from Chesterfield County holds a golf tournament every year to raise money to provide his gifts. And so there are $200 in gift cards that I'm hoping will be of help to the family right about now. We have Mike Walter's wife and his children, Jamie Walter and the children, who've put together a little note as well as a couple of gifts in there. There is a beautiful thin blue line flag, which my friend Pastor Steve Boots makes for us from Mount Victory Baptist Church. But he's also the lead police chaplain over the Henrico County Police Division. And then my friend Emily Morrissey, who's a marvelous young lady out of Chesterfield County. Emily is 26 years old. She has CP and a number of other challenges and special needs. But in school, her family and her teachers discovered she had a real talent for working with beads. And so she now has a business that her family set up called Emily's Bracelets, emilysbracelets.com. And she makes these beautiful thin blue line bracelets. And for Sergeant McLaughlin's family, she's made them with his badge number. And so you'll be able to take them back, give them to Renee, and she can pass them on as she sees fit.
That sounds great.
Excellent.
Sounds really good.
Well, Barry, I appreciate you coming in here. Evan, I appreciate you coming in here. We are certainly going to miss Sergeant Jim McLaughlin, but I am sensing from both of you guys that his memory is going to live on, that that community outreach, that public involvement that he took to a whole different level is still going to be met with some really, really good folks on the job. And I do appreciate you making time for that. We do honor the memory of Sergeant Jim McLaughlin, the Hanover County Sheriff's Office. He posthumously is the recipient of our July Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honor. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.